This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Pirkei Avos Shir from the Sefer Musar Avos, Perek Hey. First Mishnah, Basara Mamoros Nivra Ha'olam. The world was created with 10 utterances. Umatam Adlomar, why did the Torah tell us this? Bahaloba Maimer Echad Yochli Boros. The world could have been created with one Maimer. Elali Paramin Arishoim Shema Abdim Esa'olam. Shenivra Basara Mamoros, to exact punishment from the Rishoyim, who destroy a world that was created with 10 Mamoros. The Litain Socher told the Tzadikim, Shemekaimim Esaolam Shenivra Basara Mamoros, and to give good reward to the Tzadikim, who preserve a world that was created with Asara Mamoros. Says the Rambam explains that if the world had been created with one Mimer, so it would be in general important. The fact that it was created with 10 means that every single individual thing has individual importance. It points out to the extra importance of the world, and therefore the terrible punishment that Rishoyim will get who destroy the world, and the tremendous schar that Tzadikim will get who preserve the world. The Akedas Yitzchak says that the idea is that if the world was created with one Mimer, so if you makalkal, the whole thing is makulkal, the whole thing is ruined. But if you have a harp with 10 strings and one or two of them get broken, you can still salvage it with the other 8. So too, the world was created with 10 mamoros. If the Rishoyim destroy part of it, the Tzadikim can still salvage the rest. Rav Gedalia Shor says, had the world been created with one mimer, we would see the direct connection of the rebellion of the world, that we know free choice. The fact it was created with 10 mamoros, meaning that it was nostalgia, it went and evolved, not evolution, but evolved with 10 mamoros, so it got farther away from Hashem, everything is hidden, and there's a place for free choice to attribute things to nature or to see that they taka all emanate from the Ribono Shel Olam. The second Mishnah, Asara Doros Me Odom V'Ad Noach, Lahodia Kama Erech Apayim Lefonav. Shekol Adoros Hoyu Machisin Uboyin At Shehevi Aleim Esamei Amabu Asor Adoros Minoach V'Yad Avron Lahodia Kama Erech Apayim Lefonav. Shekol Adoros Hoyu Machisin Uboyin At Shebo Avron V'Kibel Schar Kulam. The 10 generations mentioned in the Torah from Adam to Noah to tell me how patient God is, even though they were all Rishoyim, but he waited for 10 generations till he brought the marble and destroyed them. And the same thing, there are 10 generations between Noah and Avram, also to teach me how patient God is, that they all angered God until Avram came and got the reward for all of them. So first, he asked for the name of the Hegyonei Avos. The first part of the mission already, the first 10 generations already tell me that God is merciful and patient. Why do we need the second 10 generations to teach me the same lesson? He says, because the first 10 generations didn't have anybody to learn from. So God was patient and merciful. But I might think the second 10 generations after the flood already had what to learn from, that they shouldn't be Rishoyim. And still, even so, God was patient and merciful with them. What does it mean, Avram Kibel Schar Kulam? So Rashi says it means that all the reward that that generation would have had they done tshuva and done mitzvahs, Avraham Avinu got all of that reward and did everything that they should have done. The Tiferes Yisrael says the reward over here is not some outside reward, but the benefit they would have gotten had the Rebbeinu Shel Olam been able to give them what he wanted to give them, that he should have a close connection with them, and that he should be mashpia nevua on them, all the milas that the Ribono Shel Olam wanted to give to them had they deserved it. And Avraham Avinu deserved all of those milas that they should have had. He had it because he was a tzaddik. And the Mevar Tanura says that everything they should have done, Avraham Avinu did for them, and therefore they were saved in his schus. And because he did all these mitzvahs to save his generation in Olam Haba, he has the reward that they would have gotten had they done it. But now, since he was the one who did it, he gets all of that reward. Third Mishnah. Asara Nisyonos Nisnasa Avram Avinu Alav Asholam, the Omad Bekulam. Avram Avinu was tested with 10 tests, and he was successful in all of them. Laudia Kamach Chiboso Shal Avram Avinu Alav Asholam, to tell us how precious God was to the Rabbonu Shal Olam. They ask two questions here. One is, why is the Akedah considered a test for Avram and not for Yitzchak, who was willing to give up his life? And secondly, why doesn't it mention, according to many opinions, the Nisayan of Kivshon Ha'esh, of Ur Kasdim, that Avram Avinu was willing to be thrown into the fiery furnace instead of denying HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Divrei Shmuel from Slonim answers, he says that Avram Avinu was on such a high madrega that giving his life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not a big Nisayan. And therefore, it doesn't mention by Yitzchak that this is a Nisayan, because also he was on a high madrega giving his life for the Rabbanu Shel Olam. He really believed that there's eternal life, right? So it's not a big Nisayan. But Avram Avinu's Nisayan was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu seemed to contradict himself. He told them that Yitzchok will be his progeny, and then he said to Shechtim, Avram could have asked questions, and he didn't ask any question. He accepted it without asking. That was the tremendous Nisayan of the Akedah. The Tosfos Yontif says that he's called Avram Avinu here because we benefit from all the Nisyonos that he passed. And the H.C. Yosef, as well as the Ruach Chaim, Ruach Chaim V'Lasher, says that all the Nisyonos that Avram Avinu passed created a reservoir of strength for all future generations. And the Sfas Emes says, Nisayon Laharim Al-Nes means to uplift. Through all the tests that Avram Avinu went through, he was personally uplifted. The Toras Avo says, what does it mean, Omad Bekulam? Amad is always a hint to tefillah. So in every Nisayan, Avram Avinu davened strongly they should be able to pass that Nisayan. He brings down in the name of the Sfarim that Avram Avinu could have had good intentions not to do the Akedah because this way Yitzchak would be alive and be able to carry on his legacy to the world. But Vayashkim Avram Baboker, he didn't give the Yetzirah a chance to bother him. He did the mitzvah early with Zrizus without giving the Yetzirah a chance to get a foothold. And that's how people have to function too, to make sure that they do things right away before the Yetzirah has a chance to deflect them from it. The Nesiv HaShalom says, the Omad Bekulam, says many people go through Nisyonos, but they come out withered and broken. Avram Avinu came out of all his Nisyonos standing bold, strongly on his two feet. Rav Gedalia Shor says, Omad Bekula means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Nisyonos for a person to bring out his potential. The Rabbanu Shalom has a picture of a person in Shemayim, what their ultimate potential could be, what they could look like. And he gives them the shilnos to bring out the potential. That's why he says, Avram, Avram. Avram, the one who God saw his picture in the heavens of what he could have been. Ideally, it's the same Avram after the Akedah who reached that full potential. He said, therefore, there are people with a lot of potential, but they don't ever reach that potential. And there are people who reach their potential. And those are the ones that really work in this world through various Nisyonos or whatever. Mishnah Dalet. Asora Nisim Nasul Avoseinu B'Mitzrayim V'Asora Al Hayom. Eser Mako Sevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaMitzvah Mitzrayim V'Eser Al Hayom. The Rabbanu Shalom made 10 miracles for our forefathers that they weren't affected by the 10 Makos. And the 10 miracles by the sea is they weren't affected by the 10 punishments that the Mitzrayim got at the sea. Asara Nisyonos Nisu Avoseinu Samokom Baruch Hu Bamidbar Shenem Rav Yinasu Al Si Ze Eser Pamim V'Lo Shomim V'Koli. our forefathers tested the Rabbonu Shel Olam 10 times in the Midbar. Mishnah Hey, Asara Nisim Nasu Avoseinu Beis HaMikdash. 10 miracles happened in the Beis HaMikdash. Lohipila Isha Mirech Zarakodesh. A woman never had a desire, a craving for the Basar HaKodesh, and because of that miscarried. Lohisriach Basar HaKodesh Me'olam. And the flesh, the meat of the korbanos never turned bad. No flies were found in the place where they butchered the korbanos. The Kohen Gadol never became a balkeri on Yom Kippur. And the rains, even though the mizbeach was open to the sky, the rains never extinguished the fire of the Marachah, and the smoke that went up from the Karbanos was never deflected by the wind. There never was a psul in the Omer and Shtei Alechem, which could not, Uvalechem upon him. So all these things, there was no way of correcting it. They would stand without any room between them. Very crowded, but when they bowed down, there was plenty of room between them. A snake or a scorpion never did damage in Yerushalayim. And no one ever said that Yerushalayim was too narrow, that they have no place to stay there. It says, most of the nisim were not done for the sake of the people, but were done for the Beis HaMikdash. So why does it say that Nasu Lavoseinu? So the Medrash Shmuel says that the purpose of these miracles is that we should take Musa from it and be impressed with it. So even though the miracles happened to the things of the Beis HaMikdash, the purpose of it was Lavoseinu, that we should take note of it and be inspired by them. The Magid Mimezrish says, as a hint, the Basar HaKodesh, a person who's a tzaddik and is holy, he's not Masriach Me'olam, he doesn't become affected negatively by the world. His Kedusha is able to keep him protected. The Chosid Yavetz says, what was the big miracle that the Kohen Gadol didn't become a Balkeri on Yom Kippur? They did everything in their power to avoid that. So what was the big nace? He says, when there are greater times, so the Satan puts extra effort in. And when he sees that he's going to be vanquished, he even puts more effort in. So here on Yom Kippur, the Satan is going to be vanquished. So he puts extra power to try to ruin things. And therefore it's a nace if the Kohen Gadol didn't become a Balkeri. It says the miracle was that the rains never extinguished the fire on the Mizbeach. Rukhaim Veloshner asks, why not Kodesh Baruch Hu do a different miracle, not make it rain on the Mizbeach? So we learn from here that people are supposed to go through Nisyonos. Things are not always easy. There's sometimes rain that rains on our parade. But the nace is that it shouldn't affect us, that we should be able to withstand all of the difficult situations. The Kutzke Rebbe says when they stood haughtily, then nobody had room for anybody else. But when they bowed down and were humble, then they saw there's plenty of room for everybody. The Medrash Shmuel says that which snakes and scorpions didn't damage in Yerushalayim was even when there is no Beis HaMikdash. Because the Shechinah is still there, even by the coastal Maravi today. And the Avos Rav Noson adds many other things where there was no damage in Yerushalayim that occurred other places. Even if there were earthquakes other places in Yerushalayim, there never was damage from earthquakes. And so says the Chida, that in the year Tav Kuf Chav, on the evening of Tes Cheshvan, there was a terrible earthquake in Tzfas. Many people were killed, the houses collapsed. At that same time, there was an earthquake in Yerushalayim, and they continued on most of the winter, and nothing ever collapsed, and there were no deaths in Yerushalayim. The Mevar Tanura says no one ever said that Yerushalayim is too narrow, they have to leave it. Kadosh Baruch Hu made a miracle that everyone was able to get their parnasa in Yerushalayim and not to have to leave the city for parnasa. And the Chasam Sofer says that even if the place was narrow, nobody ever said anything because the mitzvah of Aliyah LeRegel was so enjoyable to them, they didn't notice any.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.